New job numbers out this morning paint a mixed picture for January.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. 36,000 jobs created last month. That's much lower than expected. And this economic recovery sure feels like we're riding our bikes with training wheels. Today's Labor Department report is actually two surveys, one that counts the number of jobs and one that looks at how many people are unemployed. Now, January's rate fell to 9%, and more people are staying on the rolls longer, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
14 million Americans are out of work. Almost half have been looking for 6 months or more. These are what are considered the long-term unemployed, and there are twice as many of them as at the start of the recession in 2007. Anthony Crescenzi at the bond firm PIMCO thinks the problem will stay with us.
I'm probably reflecting a skill mismatching problem. For example, in the construction field, 2 million jobs were lost. But the construction worker doesn't immediately have the skills to fit into other jobs, so I'll have to have training for it.
The average unemployed person takes 9 months to get hired, compared to just 3 months back in the 90s. In fact, the problem's so bad, the Labor Department just tweaked its survey to keep up. Before, when it asked how long have you been looking, 2 years was the worst choice available. Now, it's 5 years. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Mixed employment signals, mixed numbers. Markets are all over the place. The S&P off about a tenth of a percent. The Dow down as well, 8 points at 12,053. The NASDAQ, however, up just a tad. Verizon said today its iPhone 4 had the most successful first-day sales in the history of the company. They've already pulled the iPhone from pre-order online sales. Car dealers haven't had much to celebrate over the past couple of years. GM and Chrysler filed for bankruptcy, took government bailouts, and hundreds of dealers were closed. But things are looking up for the automotive industry these days, and a lot of those car dealers are feeling some spring in their gas pedals as they get together for a big convention in San Francisco this weekend. Carol Smith is there. He's president of Monument Chevrolet near Houston, and he's with us now. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Steve.
What's it like over there? What's the mood this year over years past?
Gosh, the mood is so different among dealers and manufacturers as we've come off some pretty tough years, and we actually are seeing a good uptick in business, and so the mood is just so different. It's exciting.
The automakers are reporting, you know, sales gains over last year, obviously. Are you seeing that translate at your dealership?
Absolutely. We saw January for the industry was up 17%. Quite frankly, my market and my dealership, we were up about 40% over January of last year. So we had a very strong month.
Did you think that was going to happen? Put yourself like a year ago.
Well, of course, a year ago, I don't think any of us knew where our economy and where we were going. We knew that there was a lot of pinning up of demand going on, even though things are still tough in our economy. As the certainty has become back in, that's why we've seen people out willing to buy something as large an expense as an automobile. Our month last month was very strong in pickup truck sales. And, I don't know if we're getting people that, you know, when the gas price was up, they bought something smaller, something that didn't really fit their needs. But we're seeing people back in the truck market.
Carol Smith runs Monument Chevrolet near Houston. Carol, thanks.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Well, here in the U.S., about 45% of households play in the stock market. In Germany, however, it's more like 10%, which is something the people who run the stock exchange there would like to change. Marketplace's David Brancaccio continues his Economy 4.0 series about the changing global economy, and he filed this report from Munich.
Bernard Unemann is a journalist and a big name on Germany's financial TV channel. Viewers have a hunger for business news, he says, but not necessarily because Germans want to buy stock themselves.
Their investment is much more conservative. There are a lot of regrets.
regrets about what happened the last time many Germans went gaga over stocks in the late 90s when their big phone company sold shares for the first time. Deutsche Telekom stock went up 700%. Germans also snapped up dot-com shares.
Definitely, they became interested, or they became greedy, whatever you prefer to say. And when the bubble burst, people lost a lot, some of them about 90% of their assets.
Since then, Germans have gravitated toward insurance products, often sold by local banks. But Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Stock Exchange, argues that the financial turbulence in the last 2 years is why folks should diversify their portfolios with stocks.
So introducing more equity culture in Germany and in Europe in the widest sense is something that's absolutely necessary.
Stock Exchange is now promoting stock ownership through an online sweepstakes it conducts with the German newspaper Handelsblatt. Contestants begin with 20,000 euros in fake money and use real securities prices to trade online for 3 months. The latest winner is this young man, 30-year-old Klaus Neukert of Munich.
So how did you do?
1.4 million.
1.4 million euros.
Yes. Unbelievable.
He's no rube off the street. Neukert is a bond expert at a major bank and used derivatives to win the contest. His prize, a sweet Porsche 911 Carrera. If only he can find a way to pay for the car's insurance, about $9,000 a year in real cash. In Munich, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And you can find David's Economy 4.0 blog at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, a group in Finland has claimed responsibility for stealing a Ronald McDonald statue from a McDonald's in Helsinki. The Food Liberation Army put out a YouTube video showing the ceramic fast food mascot being held hostage. It had a bag over its head. The captors demand the company answer questions about corporate responsibility. No comment yet, however, from Mayor McCheese. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With the economy on a slow rebound, one family of entrepreneurs is starting a business that looks back hundreds of years in history.
We realized that there was a need for a publication for reenactors, a high-quality publication.
I'm Bob Moon. Starting up a print magazine in the digital age? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.